In our sermon text for this evening, Jesus models strong, faith-based leadership. Jesus breaks down barriers and makes it clear that he wants everyone to have access to him. And Jesus shows us that God's community of faith are for the people who believe in him, the people who want to worship him, and the people who want to praise him. It is not for a system to be made up for people to get rich, think that they are above God's word, or become more powerful. Jesus at the temple, Matthew 21, starting at verse 12. Jesus entered the temple courts and drove out all who were buying and selling there. He overturned the tables of the money changers and the benches of those selling doves. "It is written," he said to them, "my house will be called a house of prayer, but you are making it a den of robbers." The blind and the lame came to him at the temple, and he healed them. But when the chief priests and the teachers of the law saw the wonderful things he did and the children shouting in the temple courts, "Hosanna to the Son of David," they were indignant. "Do you hear what these children are saying?" they asked him. "Yes," replied Jesus. "Have you never read? From the lips of children and infants, you, Lord, have called forth your praise." And he left them and went out of the city of Bethany, where he spent the night. This is the word of the Lord. Let me ask you all, who has came up with an idea in their mind, and after coming up with the idea, had to kind of like step back and say, "Man, that's a good idea I came up with"? The plan is good in your mind. That's where it starts. And sometimes it's so good in your mind, you say, "Let me write it down and let me share it with somebody." And when you write it down, it still looks good. And when you share it with someone, it still sounds good. So what's left to do? But put the plan in motion. Plans come together based on, though, who you are working with, who's involved, and who's leading the charge. It's always good when you're working with the best. It's always good when you have a lot of support. And it's always nice when the one in charge knows what they're doing. A couple of years ago, I may have shared with you all my IKEA experience. I came up with this good idea. And I was going to redecorate my daughter's room. I shared this good idea with her, and she thought it was a good idea also. So what was left for us to do? But put the idea in play. So I went to Home Depot, got some paint, and I went to IKEA and got some furniture. The painting turned out okay, because if I had to rate myself, I would consider myself an average painter. So the painting turned out all right. If I had to rate myself, I am a below average builder. I'm also a below average building instructions follower. So my whole life changed when I opened that IKEA box. I wasn't expecting all of the components and having to deal with so much. I got very discouraged. I got very frustrated. I didn't even want to see the plan through. I wanted to take it back. And my support system, well, it started off good. My wife, Vine, was like, "Wow, that's a good idea. I can't wait to see what this looks like when you're done." Two, Ron, you should have known better. And my daughter kept saying, Dad, the box says this should only take you 2 hours to finish. The box lied, daughter. I wasn't prepared for what I saw when I opened the box. It wasn't part of my plan. I was frustrated, I was anxious, and I was delayed, and it was difficult to stay the course. Eventually, I put the furniture items together, not in 2 hours, more like 2 months. But the only reason I think I was able to complete this task because I was doing it for someone else. When Jesus arrived at the temple, I don't think he was expecting to see what he saw. His steps led him to his father's house, where there should have been worship and prayer. And instead, they turned it into a marketplace. Now, it doesn't say in the Bible, but I don't think in God's magnificent, perfect plan, he etched in there, I get to the temple courtyards, and they turn it into the marketplace. So sometimes we have to make adjustments when we have a good plan. And Jesus had to do that. How did he do that? This is like one of my favorite parts of scripture. Because right here, Jesus gets to flex on folks. Now, I like all the characteristics of Jesus, the man Jesus, but I really love to see Jesus flexing on folks. And when he came and saw what they were doing, he had to flip over some tables. He wasn't getting any support. He had to let them know who was in charge. And that's what we have to do sometimes. We have to take charge. Jesus came to die for our sins, but he came to protect his father's house. He came to protect his word, and he came to protect his people. Sometimes you can let things slide, and I know we're Christians, and we have to be compassionate, kind, and gentle. But sometimes we got to flex on folks in order for them to get the word, to get the message across. And this is what Jesus had to do. It was written, he said to them, my house will be called a house of prayer, but you are making it into a den of robbers. Now, during this time, this is right around the time where the Passover celebration was going to be taking place. So it was a lot of people here and a lot of animals and a lot of merch. And Jesus came through and cleared out all of that. He got their attention. But he didn't stop there. Because after he had got rid of the nonsense, the blind and the lame came to him at the temple, and he healed them. See, he didn't let this stop his plan to save us. He didn't let this delay his plan to save us. He kept moving forward with his plan. And he got a chance to show the people this is what God's house is for. Worship, prayer, helping, healing. And it's funny because the people that he's teaching this lesson to are the chief priests, the educated worship leaders of the time. And if things continue, if people continue to set back and not protect God's house and protect his word and protect his people, we get a lot of nonsense. And it continues. But I think they start to get it. As verse 15 says, But when the chief priests and the teachers of the law saw the wonderful things he did and the children shouting in the temple courts, "Hosanna to the Son of David," they were indignant. They was getting it. "Do you hear what these children are saying?" they asked him. "Yes," replied Jesus. "Have you never read?" And I don't think he was just like asking them a question. I was thinking like, you know what time it is. You know who I am. You studied me. I told you these scriptures were about me. And now I'm here with my plan to rescue my children and take them home. I'm done with the nonsense. And there's no one or nothing anyone can do that's going to be able to stop me. You already know who I am, the Lord says. The fun and games are over. And what's sad for these priests and these religious leaders is that they read God's word. They studied his word. But the Holy Spirit never allowed it to make it to their hearts. So it was no good for them. They didn't know who Christ was, and they didn't know who they were in Christ. So they didn't know how to use God's house and what it was for. But I bet you they knew after that day. Only thing that was left for them to do was to continue to plot on how to get rid of and kill Jesus. Little did they know, this was all part of his plan. We have to know Christ to know who we are in Christ. Are you ready to protect God's house? Are you ready to protect his word? Are you ready to protect his people? Are you ready to flex on somebody? I thought I had him going there. I'm ready to flex on somebody. I can't wait to my opportunity to turn over a table or two in the name of the Lord. I'm thankful during Lent that we can revisit all the things that Jesus did in his steps to the cross. We see the sacrifices. We see to us the ups and downs. But we see that he was never stopped and he was never delayed to get to that cross because he was doing it for us. Nothing could stop him from saving you and I. And that was all part of his perfect plan. Jesus faced challenges. He didn't stop. Most of the times, people were against him. And that didn't cause him any delay. Sometimes he didn't have the support of his people, but he always had the support of his heavenly Father. And you and I will always have that same support. So thank you, Jesus, for protecting God's house. Thank you, Jesus, for protecting your word. And thank you, Jesus, for protecting and saving us.
This message was a production of St. Marcus Lutheran Church. For similar content, subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, or our YouTube channel. For more information about how to support our urban gospel ministry in Milwaukee, please visit stmarcus.org.